Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grubby bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
On Monday, Bears coach Ben Johnson discussed reaching 11 wins and laid out more potential benchmarks.
Step 2 is we want to win this division. We want to have at least one home playoff game. And then step 3 would be clinching number 1 seed. So there's a lot of things still out there to play for. Our guys know that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how realistic do you think it is for the Bears to win the NFC North? So that's part 1. And then on a scale of 1 to 10... how'd you rate the Bears' chances at clinching a number 1 seed?
Why did he talk about the goal of winning the Super Bowl? Why wasn't that added to it? No, it's okay. That's all right. Well, hey, look, considering my skepticism throughout this year, if he wants to keep that off the plate for right now for the public, that's all right with me. I am okay with it. All right, scale of 1 to 10 on winning the division, 9. I'm going to go 9. I'll allow one little point right there just for craziness. We just saw craziness in the NFL. We just saw that on Saturday night along the lakefront. So I will keep it at a 9 right there. In terms of 1 to 10 and clinching the entire NFC, the number 1 seed, I'm going to go chances 4. Maybe
4?
Less. Yeah. The top
4?
Yeah.
Just don't watch the rest of the season if you think it's a 4.
You think higher, lower? I'm not really sure where you're coming from on that.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm going to let you finish. I'm like the MC in the background, like doing the ad-libs, like 4.
Why are you making me doubt myself, man?
Oh, No. Have conviction in your words, Grody.
He's teaching me. Yeah, that's what I'm at. I feel like the team that they're about to play at San Francisco, who I'm sure the Bears will go toe-to-toe with, I have a hard time at this very moment saying that the Bears are better than and can beat San Francisco on Sunday night. I have a hard time looking at the Rams or the Seahawks and thinking that those teams are lesser than the Chicago Bears right now. One of the Seahawks 12-3, Rams 11-4. So I'll stand by it. 4.
All right, I'm going to tackle the first one, which is how realistic do I think that it is for the Bears to win the NFC North? 10.
Okay.
Okay, I think not only do I think the Bears can win one more game to pull that off, but when you look at the heart, right, the heart inside of the teams that are outside of the Bears in the NFC North, the Vikings, no heart. JJ McCarthy, they know what they got over there, no heart.
Is that the Tin Man? That when didn't I look have at the heart, by the way, or is that the
Lion?
Scarecrow?
I think it was the Lion.
The Lion. Yeah.
When I look at the Detroit Lions, speaking of, this is a team that most people they didn't take into account as much losing Aaron Glenn, losing Ben Johnson, what that would do to that team. You can run the same offense, but it's not the same guy calling the plays at the same time, and it's affecting them. And they're a product of their schedule, right? They have played some really difficult teams. The Packers, did you hear them in the locker room after the Bears game?
Defeated.
We had it. We dominated. It was like you're talking to your little brother after beating him in a basketball game. He's like, oh, I was there. I was dominating you the whole time. You just beat me at the end. It's like, no, dude. We had it. It's good. We took your heart. And so I think the Bears, one way or the other, whether it's another team losing or the Bears winning, they will get the NFC North. And then how confident in that number one seed?
What?
8.5, 9?
The top seed?
Listen, the Bears to win out, it says how realistic. It's real in my brain.
Okay.
That the Bears can go, the game that I'm going to, they can beat the Niners. And then they could beat the Lions, who, not that they can't or that they're not going to play hard. It's just, like I said, their heart is gone. And then when you're looking at the other teams, the Niners got to play Seattle. That's going to be a tough game on either side. And if we beat the Niners, right, and then San Fran goes and beats Seattle, then we'll be tied with everybody, and then we get the tiebreaker. And then, and by we, I mean the Bears. And then the Bears get to be put in that position.
You have a great heart. You know that? You really do.
You know what?
You're like, and I'm getting confirmation right now. I'm being told the Tin Man wanted a heart. Remember they put the heart necklace around him?
Oh, the Lion wanted courage?
Yeah, the Lion wanted courage. The Scarecrow wanted a brain. Was there a clown in that group, too?
It must have been me.
Yeah. It
must have been me.
Number two.
Bears quarterback Caleb Williams has the sixth highest odds to win NFL MVP, currently at plus 10,000, so spend your money wisely. But what would you say he has to do to be deserving of the MVP?
I mean, can he have two Brock Purdy performances in a row against the Niners and the Lions? I mean, it'd have to be something that spectacular where now you're throwing for over 300 yards. You're having not just two. You'd have to have four or five, and then you'd have to dominate both teams. It's not likely at all. So I'd say, I mean, but what he'd have to do, he'd have to go back to the beginning of the season and perform a little better in order for it to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the body of work is not there for us to start to put Caleb Williams into the conversation of MVP. Like, we could have a debate over Pro Bowl, maybe, but probably not still. Like, I still can't go there. You know, in terms of the learning and the production that is still needed from Caleb Williams. It's very good. Like, you see the difference is night and day from last year. The fourth quarter stuff is absolutely special, but there are still things that have to be cleaned up and tightened up before we could start to have that. I mean, are we even ready to have the Pro Bowl conference? Probably not, right?
Probably
we're
not.
We're not even there yet.
I mean, even when you're looking at the...
We have skipped a step on this program.
Even when you're looking at the seven teams that right now are in the playoffs in the NFC and look at all those quarterbacks, I mean, Caleb wouldn't be top 3-4.
Yeah. Texter says Caleb will get some top 5 MVP votes, and that's progress. Hey, like, I'm not going to be mad at it and push back and fire that down because... Like, some people will look at it and say that, like, outside of our Bears bubble where we see all, sometimes the bigger picture can shine through as well. And the bigger picture is Caleb Williams has won games for you this year. You've won games because of the quarterback.
Yeah, I think Ben Johnson might get more MVP votes than Caleb Williams.
For sure.
I think that might be the case.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Like, it's Ben Johnson's world, but the quarterback.
But next year,
yeah,
next year it's not going to be plus 10,000. I'll tell you that.
I hated that I did this, but you brought it up. I do think about next year already, and I'm already thinking about camp and thinking about the authority that I'm guessing Caleb Williams is going to feel in a good way when that camp begins.
Oh my gosh, don't you remember week one of the season? As Caleb approached the line of scrimmage, he knew where everyone was supposed to be at. He had a different level of confidence because it was year two. Imagine year two of this offense.
Right.
He's going
to
be.
And there won't be stuff that you have to, because there was pre-snap issues, and this is part of the issues early on. The pre-snap stuff was bad early in the season. A lot of it was because of Caleb and cadence and all of that kind of stuff and indecisiveness. And still, the early game stuff has been a problem throughout the year. And we're, you know, going away at various times. So we know the full body here does not say MVP yet. But if people are starting to see the special and that's what forces them or provokes them to want to, like, oh, that's an MVP right there. I get it.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heard it here first, not 670 The Score. Mark Grody predicting MVP for Caleb Williams next year.
You know, that would not be the worst thing that you have mischaracterized me for. Like, I could live with that down the road. Like, if you actually had slandered me. Well, you know, through the years, there's been a lot of slander, I would have to say. You know, on the air and off the air.
Five on it. Number three.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Mark Grody and Gabe Ramirez. The Reds have reportedly re-engaged in talks with the White Sox about Luis Robert Jr. Now that the Sox have signed Japanese slugger Munetaka Murakami, do you believe the club will move on from Robert this offseason?
Yeah, I still think that that will be the move. It's tempting to think about it because, yeah, like, if you're rebuilding something, which the White Sox clearly are doing, and you have this piece of Munetaka Murakami, if you don't, the 24-year-old power hitter from Japan, a guy who once hit 56 home runs in Tokyo, like, it feels good to want to combine and think about the Luis Robert possibilities. But guess what? Two things. It's just not going to happen for Luis Robert. As good as he had a couple of seasons where he popped, it's just, like, it's just always going to be disappointing for him. He might have a season, like, here or there where, okay, he realizes his potential, but there's always going to, it just, he's just one of these guys, to a lesser degree than Eloy Jimenez, who just, like, bad things follow, I think, and he doesn't feel like a guy who's ever going to live up to the enormous potential. And at some point in time, I think there is something symbolic about completely breaking ties with what was a previous regime and a previous core for the White Sox.
Yeah, when you look at Luis Robert Jr., you know, last two seasons, batting 223, 224, respectively. And I think to your point, Grody, right, there was this conversation surrounding Luis Robert Jr. where he was supposed to be this five-tool MVP-type caliber player. So anything short of that is going to be a disappointment in the city of Chicago when you're looking at Luis Robert Jr. Look, you would love to keep him in the lineup, La Pantera. It's like one of the best nicknames in all of baseball. And you would love to see that potential blossom right here before our eyes, you know, in the city, especially when the team is getting better. But the White Sox do have Braden Montgomery, a young guy that can play center field, that obviously they're anticipating his call up over the next year or two. And, you know, you do want to give somebody else a chance and what you're going to get in return. Listen, if you want, over the last couple of years, there's been maybe only one team that's wanted Luis Robert Jr. But, you know, if you want a good return, you got to have two, right? You need to have some sort of bidding war. And I think that's where you're at right now. Whether it is the Reds, whether it's the Red Sox, You've seen a couple other teams come knocking on the door for Luis Robert Jr.'s services. So it was a good move by the White Sox to pick up the option for 20 million, excuse me, for this year. And because, again, they might be moving on from guys that only have one-year contracts.
Sean Newcomb.
Number four.
Tonight, the Bulls are in Cleveland to take on the Cavs. Pre-game coverage begins. Actually, they're in Atlanta. So that's not exactly right.
What?
They're in Atlanta. I'm just realizing. So let's redo this, shall we? 3, 2, 1. Tonight, Atlanta.
Okay.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play. Hey, they'll start playing with Bill and Chuck at 6:15. That's the pregame. Tip off at 6:30. Be here for it, right here on the Score. Shout out to Alyssa Bergamini as well.
Ah, Bergs.
Yes, right.
Shout out to Bergs.
Here's our question. The Bulls earned back-to-back wins against the Cavaliers and Hawks, because we got back-to-back Hawks games here. Are you seeing any legit signs of progress from Josh Giddey and company?
Progress, we'll get to that in just a second. Where I love to watch the Bulls, though, you know, when I'm on the road, I'm always tapped in here, 670 to Score, as you mentioned, Chuck, Bill, Alyssa. But you guys know I'm on CHSN, so it comes on afterwards. So it's a great place to catch the games, by the way. You know, Cam Smith, Kendall Gill, they do a great job on pregame as well. But this season, I mean, look, it is Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. And if you visit subscribe.chsn.com, you can sign up right now for your 7-day free trial so you can check it all out. It's part of their all-access plan, over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. And, of course, you can check me out, Chicago Lead, David Hall, Ruthie Polinsky, and all that. Now, the Chicago Bulls, I mean, damn, they gave up 150 points against Atlanta. No Kristaps Porzingis. The Bulls' offense was working well. I think when you say progress, they're back healthy a little bit. Trey Jones is back. Obviously, Giddey playing well. Kobe White back in the mix, trying to get Ayo back with his thumb issue. When the Bulls are all there, everyone understands their role. And I think that's what's important. After they won those first six games, people started to get injured. Kobe White was coming back. No one had a role. Trey Jones was out. And so everybody was doing too much to try to right the ship. And I think that's where things went haywire. Now that everyone's back, not to say that all of a sudden they're going to be, you know, world beaters. But if you know who you are and you play basketball the right way, you are going to pick up some victories. And so it's going to be tough beating any team back-to-back in the NBA. But they certainly have a chance. Just expect, like, they need Kobe to continue to put up over 25 points is what I'd say.
And this leads perfectly into the question I have about the Chicago Bulls. Now, 13-15.
Yep.
They have won 3 straight games. That's why we're asking the question right now about the Bulls. And you mentioned it. What was a fast start that felt like a revelation to a lot of us, because why wouldn't you be cynical about the Chicago Bulls considering what they have done and not done recently? Like, you've earned that. You've earned that. But then I felt like it was strange because we were all very willing to get on that bandwagon and give them the benefit of the doubt and be like, maybe it is different. Maybe this coast-to-coast style, maybe these young Bulls are built for it and they really do have a core. Then the drop-off, and now they make their way back. So I pose another question necessarily have to be gone into in great depth right now.
Gotcha.
And that is, which team is this? They are the
don't
two.
Don't be long-winded, Gabe.
No. Well,
I'm joking.
I still got another question.
I'm joking.
Which version is this? And the worst nightmare in the back of my mind, Gabe, is that are we just heading for another game where the Bulls are eliminated before they even make it into the play-in game? That they're eliminated from that for, what, a fourth straight season?
Yeah, that'd be tough. Be tough pill to swallow, especially when they got some good guys that are coming out. Top 3 picks, certainly some good ones. I think the Bulls, when they're healthy, they are the team that you saw at the beginning of the season because of their second unit, right? If you're healthy, then your second unit is going to be better than most squads because you are somewhat deep in that sense where you have a bunch of B+, B- guys.
Once you're
injured and you deplete that depth, well, you can no longer compete. Well, you have no advantage against other teams because you have no superstar
thin
to lean on.
Margin.
Right.
The margins are thin, as usual. So they are going to get eliminated in a play-in game, is what you're saying.
Yes.
That's it.
Welcome to Chicago Bulls basketball.
Next question.
Number five.
See how we figure stuff out when we work together?
It's good.
That's it. Yeah.
We're working together on 5 on it on 670 the Score. Here's our final question. Have you ever or would you ever go skydiving? And I need a reason. I need to hear your reasoning behind your yes or no.
It's an absolute no. I've had a theory in my life, even since the days when I was young and, you know, in theory, daring. Anything in life where the result of failure is death, I don't do it. That's my answer to that question.
Fair enough. So at 2 o'clock today, I'll be walking down the hall and going to B96.
That's right.
Killer where B. I've had a long career. And at one point in time, I did a thing called Face Your Fear Friday.
Mm.
And it was throughout the month of October where each host had to do something to face their fear. For me, it was skydiving. So I took my ass out there and I looked like I was about to die. They did a video for you and everything. Literally looked like I was about to die as I'm, because like they're like, all right,
because you could die.
Relax.
That's why.
Relax your body. Here's what they don't tell you about skydiving for those of you that haven't and
that
want to.
That you can die.
Outside of the fact that you can dive, as you're free falling, right? No one tells you what that moment is like when they pull the cord.
Oh, wow.
You hear it about the pull cord moment, but mm-hmm. what is it like? Well, you're free falling, and first of all, you can't breathe. You have to reteach yourself how to breathe with the air just going inside. Then when they pull the cord, there's like this jolting moment where it like pulls you up and you don't, you're not expecting
you don't
that.
Know you don't what's know what's happening. That, you feel like somebody's trying to hurt you.
You've never jumped out of a plane in your life and all of a sudden you're experiencing this. You're thinking to yourself, holy. And then they're like, nah, bro, it's all good. And then you're just like, then it becomes the most beautiful moment ever because you're hundreds of feet above the ground and you're looking at the world in a way that you can never have a vantage point like that again. And then the landing is easy as well. So everything up until that point sucks. But then after that, you're
so good. Did you like it?
No, never did again.
Oh, well.
I always tell people, I say, that's something you just do once.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
Like people that are like, I can't wait to go skydiving. Or you get your license. Not my thing.
So I asked this question because I saw an interview with the rapper Redman. Okay. And apparently, this is his new, like, this is his thing that he's been doing for years. Is one of his joys in life. And he said that he's been trying to get other rappers like Snoop Dogg, Lil Wayne to do it, and they're not doing it.
Listen, could you
can't get any rappers to do it with them.
People are already paranoid as it is when they smoke some weed. Could you imagine some red man smoking and jumping out of a like with red man? Like he's good, he does it a lot.
He's
like, hey bro, hit this real quick, and then he jump. Hell no.
What about Method Man? I feel like he'd be more qualified to do it. I feel like he could put together a little ditty while he was coming down.
Well, don't put Diddy in the middle.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Let's go to Diddy. No Diddy.
Have you seen the documentary though? For real, the Netflix documentary.
I'm trying to stay away from.
Are
that
you?
One.
You don't want any part of that?
No, I don't want no part of that.
All right. Well, that's it for our 5 minute segment.
Maybe it's good.
I'd like to know your opinions on that. But hey, we'll stick to sports. We'll stick to sports right
2
here.
2 o'clock. Come holla at me.
On this
be
program. I will. As you make your way down the hallway just a little bit later on. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody. That is Gabe Ramirez. He is in today. We will be together tomorrow. We have been given one more opportunity to get it right. So tomorrow we will be in here again for Raheemy Harris and Grody. Well, I'm here for myself. I'm always here for myself. But coming up next, let's get back to the Bears. Let's do a little ditty deep dive on DJ Moore. How about that?
You want to do a ditty on DJ Moore?
A little, as in a dance.
I don't like this at all.
A dance. Why do you have to go there?
I'm trying to interpret what you're saying.
It's a little act.
Oh, no!
It's a little act, if you will. It's a little ditty. Oh, no, it's another word that we can't use anymore. My God. By the way, there was something from the Monday night game that occurred, too, that really made me angry as a follower of the Bears. And I wonder if other Bears fans felt that as well. So I will bring that to the surface as well next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.